This is a progress report on Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Bison, B-I-S-O-N, date of birth. February 25, 1988, new paragraph. Patient is seen for Dr. Karna, K-A-R-N-A, Gokhi, G-O-C-K-E, new paragraph. Dear Dr. Gokhi, thank you for this referral and your continued support. Mr. Bison is a 34-year-old male who has history of antiphospholipid syndrome. The patient initially was seen during October of 2022. He comes here today for follow-up. Since last visit, he says so many things had happened. The patient had retinal detachment, requiring initially injections in the eye. Apparently, he does not know the name, but it could have been Avastin, A-V-A-S-T-I-N. However, according to him, the doctor told that they were not working, and so he would have to have a surgery. So in January, he had surgery on right eye, and he said doctor told him he had detached retina, which had some wrinkles and hemorrhage. He cauterized it. Subsequently, the patient went to UT Southwest, where he was found to have bleeding in the left eye. Later on, he contacted Dr. Patel in Plano, who did left eye surgery. And according to him, they cauterized it. Meanwhile, patient one day was driving prior to this left eye issue, where he suddenly felt blurring vision and immediate inability to see anything, apparently from bleeding. So patient called his wife. She took him to emergency room at Texas Health at 380 in Denton. CT and MRI was done. He was then transferred to UT Southwest, which is where he was found to have bleeding. A patient also has been seeing a neuro-ophthalmologist, and recent evaluation showed bilateral optic nerve swelling. The patient now comes here today for basically discussing his eyes issue and see if there was any relationship to his antiphospholipid syndrome diagnosis. Patient has been on aspirin, baby aspirin. In past, he was on Eliquis. The patient also had post-COVID seizure disorders, and he was on Keppra. However, he said he has not taken it last few weeks. New paragraph. He says his pressure in the eye has gone up from 13, 14 to 16 or 17. New paragraph. Physical exam today. He is 34, 6 feet tall, weighing 231, blood pressure 116 over 77. Is normochaephalic, IZNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, bowel sounds active, extremities no edema. New paragraph diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, antiphospholipid syndrome, history of. Diagnosis 2, significant issues with both eye, with retinal detachment and hemorrhage, and recent cauterization. Diagnosis 3, increasing pressure in the eyes, possible glaucoma. New paragraph recommendations. We'll go ahead and draw CBC, CMP, PT, PTT, and INR. I also asked the patient to please get the records from previous hospitals and doctors regarding his APS. If not, then we may have to redo his coagulation profile. New paragraph. Thank you. This is a consultation follow-up on Bison Matthew. Thank you.